Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
One programming note for listeners, this week the podcast will be playing some of our favorite rerun episodes. We'll be back with new episodes on Tuesday, November 16th. Today's episode is a rerun of our June conversation with Dr. Farzad Mostashari, CEO and co-founder of Aledate. He discussed how quality reporting for physicians has become time-intensive and no longer commensurate with incentives. He tells us the whole system is in need of radical surgery. As the country moves away from a fee-for-service payment system to a value-based payment system, the idea is that we're paying for better quality care. The quality movement can be traced back to the 1990s and really picked up after the Affordable Care Act, when doctors and hospitals started being accountable for the cost of care. But have we gotten so obsessed with tracking different measures, and is it really improving the quality of patient care? A recent study published in JAMA in May found that practices, on average, spent $12,000 per physician to participate in the Medicare Merit-Based Incentive Payment System, or MIPS. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Other studies have suggested costs for quality reporting for multiple payers are as high as $40,000 per physician per year. Dr. Farzad Mostashari, CEO of Aledate, which works with practices and other healthcare institutions to launch accountable care organizations, says the whole quality reporting system needs radical surgery. He joined me to talk about how it should be done. Here are some of our conversation.
I'm suggesting that we have five measures for primary care. Five. And we'd have scores of contracts, primary care, value-based contracts at Aledate. And I think they range from as few as five to as many as like 38. And it's just ridiculous that we lost the signal for the noise, and we have no more sense of we measure things to tell people what's important. And I think the evidence now over the past 15 years is in that it doesn't work, that our current measures and the measurement industry that we have has lost credibility with the frontline clinicians, that it really is meaningful, that it relates to something that they believe measures their performance. And the amount of work involved is just far outweighs any signal that they might get from changing their behavior. We're not focusing people on what matters the most. And that, in my view, should be things like blood pressure control. Blood pressure control can save 10 times as many lives as any, you know, all of these other cancer screening measures or other, you know, immunizations or whatever. And we're not putting, are we putting 10 times as much attention into blood pressure control as we are into, you know, mammograms or colon cancer or flu shots? No, we're not. Why? Because it's too many measures and they're all kind of equally weighted.
Okay, so you mentioned one of five measures that you think are important. What are the other four?
I think for mortality, blood pressure control, for morbidity, A1C, for cost, risk-adjusted ER visits and inpatient visits, and for patient experience, a net promoter question for patients.
Do you think those metrics really indicate quality of care and patient outcomes?
I think they do, particularly in the context. And this may be a policy proposal that we bifurcate quality reporting. And in a way that is the MACRA framework, where we say, if you're not in a total cost of care, value-based contract, total cost of care, right? then okay, maybe we need to do Mother May I on you to say, like, did you do all the things? But if I'm taking already accountability for total cost of care, if I'm in a risk-based downside, upside, downside contract on global risk contract, then you don't need to measure whether I'm doing pneumonia shots. Like, I'm going to do pneumonia shots because I want to have fewer hospitalizations for community-acquired pneumonia. I think particularly in the context of people taking on total cost of care, then I think those five measures absolutely suffice for primary care.
When Medicare started rolling out accountable care organizations, there were concerns that doctors and hospitals would be incentivized to stint on care. To make sure patients were getting the care that they needed, Medicare started requiring quality metrics. Over time, Medicare and other payers kept adding metrics. And now some, as you said, Farzad, are requiring more than 24. So how did we get to this point of requiring so many?
If you want to prove that you're really serious about quality, then you prove it by shoving more measures into the sack.
What do you hear from Aledade providers about quality reporting?
I mean, mostly they're just grateful that we're taking care of so much of this for them. So we establish interfaces to their EHRs and we take care of a lot of the reporting of the clinical quality measures like blood pressure and A1C and so forth. And we create more simple tech-enabled workflows for them to close those gaps where we can't close it for them automatically. So we're doing a lot of the work, and it's still a huge distraction from, like, I would rather, and I think CMS, and I would hope payers would also rather those practices focused on, for example, connecting with their patients after an emergency room visit instead of, you know, chasing down documentation.
So what are we getting for all of this work, all of the metrics that we're tracking?
I think at the end of the day, we also have to say, what's the juice we're getting for the squeeze, right? And, you know, the MIPS, right, was I think, a great example of that. I think 2020 bonuses, 98% are going to receive a positive payment adjustment, right? Because no one really believes that these things truly measure bad quality. So they're only 2%. Of eligible clinicians are going to be hit with negative payment adjustments, 2%, right? And the money to pay the people who do positive adjustments comes from the people who got the negative adjustments. And so what the end result is, you're going to get, if you have perfect quality scores in MIPS, you're going to get a 1.68% positive adjustment. What are we doing all this work for?
Are all these metrics improving patient care? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what really matters.
I think that extraordinary organizations and clinicians, and I hope ours are included in that, can find meaning. You know, just as one might find meaning in suffering. Suffering doesn't give you meaning automatically, but you can find meaning in it. And extraordinary organizations can take the motivation of these quality measurement regimes and find meaning in them and imbue them with do it the right way, right? But I think on average, I don't think these pay for performance programs are actually improving patient experience, cost of care.
It seems like Medicare is taking concerns from physicians about the time and money spent on quality reporting into account. At least in the Medicare direct contracting model, the agency's requiring fewer measures than in the shared savings program. So do you think they're moving in the right direction?
CMS has actually done a very nice job of, over time, reducing the number of quality measures, for example, in the Medicare shared savings program. I think it's really the commercial payers that need to, they actually tend to be slower to change. And I think we need to have that serious conversation.
Any models, in your opinion, that are doing an efficient job of quality reporting that are actually making a difference in patient care?
What I think has been a relatively successful quality measurement program in Medicare Advantage. And I think the movement towards higher star ratings, I actually think it has improved patient care. And it's worth thinking about what is it about those measures and the measurement regime there that made it more successful than average. I still think the number of measures could be reduced, but One thing is they triple weighted some measures. So things like medication adherence for blood pressure or statins do have a disproportionate impact. And you do see disproportionate attention, therefore, to those things. And the second factor is quality measurement and quality performance wasn't a gate and it wasn't a pat on the head. It was 5%, up to 5% of premium and the ability to market year round. The scale of the rewards is just massively different in the MA world, where they increase the premium and they allow for year round marketing and growth. And so therefore the amount of attention to it is really commensurate with the effort involved, is commensurate with the rewards. And I do think they do a better job of paying attention to what matters, including patient experience measures. I still think it's too many measures, but it is potential exception to the rule.
When we talk about the administrative burden, a big complaint from physicians and providers is that the way you report for Medicare is different from Blue Cross, which is different from Medicaid plans. So do you think the new interoperability rules that require standardization across EHRs could make this easier?
I do. And one of the examples that's often given is around cut points. What is the cut point for blood pressure control? What's the cut point for A1C? And if you can actually, instead of having stupid CPT-2 codes that are, you know, higher than 9, less than 7, whatever, if we could shift to a model where you actually have the clinical data, then it doesn't matter if one payer wants you to measure poor control, the other one wants you to measure good control, you have the clinical data to be able to cut it and report it however you choose. The other thing that I know is a huge priority for the Biden administration, Liz Fowler and others, is health equity. And I think the other thing we can do and need to do is begin to make routine aggregate reporting of these quality measures cut by things like race, ethnicity.
I like your idea of simplifying and reducing the number of quality measures. But of course, medicine is incredibly nuanced, and you'll hear physicians say, yes, that's a good idea, but what about this unique circumstance? Or what about taking into account this other patient with this pre-existing condition? And so there are tons of caveats and exceptions. And I'm just wondering, how would you respond to those concerns?
Well, one of the hardest things in trying to move in the direction of what Carolyn Clancy used to call the F9 key, right? That you're in your EHR, you hit F9 and the quality measures just unroll. One of the biggest challenges to that vision has been the need to have structured data for all of the exceptions and exemptions, things that would knock you out of the denominator or put you in the numerator. And that is well-intentioned. I think a lot of the medical societies wanted to say, hey, you know, don't ding me, bro. And they were like, no, but if the patient has this, and if they're in their terminal patient, if they're in hospice, and if they refused 3 times while standing on their left foot, then don't ding me. And I think far better to just say, let's use the simple numerator and denominator, the denominator that is as all-encompassing as possible, and just deal with that by saying, okay, 10% of the time, like there's a legitimate reason. And so we'll just reduce the threshold. If it was going to be 80%, now it's 70%. And like, well, sometimes some people get unfairly treated, but maybe. But I think in the battle between fairness and simplicity, we've gone way too much in this unrealistic expectation of perfection, of fairness, and has caused just a massive increase in complexity.
That was Dr. Farzad Mostashari, CEO and co-founder of Aledade. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.